And good evening, American Fork. My name is Lorraine Cohagen. I'm from Valencia, California, here together with you at the Bridgeland Band Invitational. I'll be your color guard judge today. I'm looking forward to your program. You are doing your pre-show right now. Really intrigued setup. Best of luck to you. Hopefully it's dried up just a bit out there for y'all. Here we go. Really interesting in terms of dimensionality being created through the use of the skirt.
And that will assist in the growth and development of your program. What else you've been very best. Really appreciate the aesthetics of the trees and
how. Oh, great silk. Wonderful impact.
The feel very strong, textural and dimensional qualities, very unique, innovative.
Appreciate the use of the props and how they're kind of motivating the, when they were moving from side to side, it was almost a motivating movement of the equipment. Appreciate sense of integration of the color guard at this point and dimensionality in the writing. Yeah, performers as they go into set 45 release, take a look at the hip shoulder alignment. Yeah, and the resolve to that in terms of the group in the back around the props, really capturing that moment with the contrary motion. Nicely done. Continued use of dimensionality in the writing continues to offer and enhance the variety. Wow. Wonderfully done. Really showing a good level of achievement and training. Yeah, I appreciate the use of the visual relief as you're highlighting the woodwind side 2, horn side 1. Well done with the staging of the flags within that negative space between the woodwinds. Yeah, good for you. Yeah, whoever staged your show did a marvelous job at this point. Yeah, use of speed working to your credit, particularly with the intensity in the ending section. Yeah, see, I can't craft this is a little stronger in terms of this transitional moment with the woodwinds as the flags are building around them.
Strong elements once again here.
Take a look at the coordination just in terms of how you're bringing us to the sabers and now the rifles, maybe. It's a really cool idea with the negative space with the horns over on side one. But just take a look at proximity. I'm so high up, I didn't see the sabers down there. So. Strong visual representation of the accents through the rifle writing at this point.
Not quite sure the coordination of.
Yeah, take a look at the placement of the flags here. They seem a little detached from what's going on. And I think the opportunity maybe exists to capitalize on that negative space and stronger.
Excellent.
Yeah, great use of negative space in those concentric circles, excuse me.
Excellent.
And it's kind of a call and response, brass, woodwinds, and I think that the way it's staged at this point definitely works well to your credit. Yeah, flags having some minor timing issues in the back there. The entrance of the flag or everybody on flag again really works well for you in terms of the visual representation of what we're hearing musically. Yes, good sense of, you know, you're really exploring some differences relative to dynamic range and weight of the equipment and time. It's very sophisticated. Yeah. Again, I think that you've got some opportunities here to continue to craft these moments just a little bit more strongly.
Around the backside and the proclivity as they.
So I'm not real sure where you want me looking. Am I looking at props or silks at this point? Now I'm watching the performer come down the 50. What a nice job with that PK a moment ago. I was watching the color guard over on the right side of the field.
Communication and aesthetics here, sampling of the winds to the front side. Appreciate the recursive motion and how that really creates.
This is really interesting in terms of the way that this textures the stage and the way that it draws you into the center. It's kind of this little zipper effect.
Working through the aesthetics of that development.
And it's taking a little long to set this up from a pacing standpoint. I think the use of the soloist does, you know, it does its job in terms of sustaining that moment. There's a subtlety to the body, I think, but the performers inside of those props.
In multiple events over time, how there maintains a sense of unity. Again, get the aesthetics and
let's see how this resolves.
Expansion here with the wings.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. They turn around the color guard in the center, and it just the color change. It changes the whole weight of the field, and then that back group kind of just captures out that little crescendo moment really well. Good recovery. Yeah. Use of the skirt creates its own sense of dimensionality.
Excellent.
Wonderful dimensionality being created by the use of the swing flags and the use of the textural qualities between the props and those swing flags. The way that you fill the field here really creates a nice aesthetic moment for you. Yeah, good use of dimensionality through the skirt, good use of the body here, really highlighting their training. Yeah. Nicely done with that Ron Jean. Really just continue to find that leg line and the turnout.
There you go.
Nice subtlety in this innuendo. Sense of playfulness starting
strong
to develop through this woodwind feature.
The of the musicians pulling us to the end of the cluster, the color guarding toward the center.
Oh,
careful.
Oh. Yeah, that was, wow, it was just a little scary, but I bet that rifle was a little slick. Work it out. Good
there
for you.
Go.
So I think that, you know, the moment is orchestrated well, just some issues in terms of delivering the goods today.
Gradations of speed and variety of phase as you pull the performers back in toward the center.
It's really interesting, again, how the visual weight changes.
Create that negative space for the percussion. Excellent, again.
Well done in terms of how you've staged this moment with the rifles. And continuing to use body to enhance the restaging of the props. Yeah, this is really well staged in terms of the idea with the percussion feature of the rifles here and bringing the emphasis to the center of the field, continuing to use body. Yep. Certainly some slippery equipment, but they're committing. Okay, so when we do go into this body contribution, you've got to make sure that we're all committing in terms of the leg line, and I know it's slippery out there. Yeah, that was cool. Good use of sequential, and again, it fills the phrase, and it does its job.
Again,
oh my goodness!
Color guard here to the winds over towards side two.
Yeah, certainly the challenge at this point is the equipment or that prop is being manipulated around your solos, and then you've got this almost tertiary moment of this movement element that's added on in the perimeter. So just take a look in terms of really having them maintain their form responsibilities, as well as committing in terms of the method of travel. Contrary motion creates a visual relief here for the color guard. Yeah, linear form qualities create a really well integrated and coordinated moment. Working with the Pullman. Again, multiple voicing, multiple body facing really helped to create a sense of texture here. Well done. Yeah, just continue to find, as I was sampling all over the field, method of travel. You got some performers leading with their heel. It's very intellectual in terms of how this develops. You know, I never once felt like I was watching props move. There was always some kind of a purpose to it. It's a really cool concept. You know, your kids are buying in. I know that field was wet. Your equipment was probably slick. They're handling it a chance. I think there's some really nice intellectual moments. Keep working hard, guys. Hope my comments have been of some help. Best of luck to you.